during the Second World War. Nobody would have noticed. The German army could have set up a Reich somewhere. People would have been oblivious to it for 2 years. Some rural country copper would have stumbled across it after a while. What's going on here? This is the new Germany. They have set up a new Reich. The new Germans. All right. You got any stones or papery on you or me? Well, they got rid of the Prime Minister, Kevin Rudd, and installed someone else in there. Now they got a coalition, so they're now there finding out what it's like to be ruled by a kitten, a ball of wool, and a sea cucumber. But let's be honest, you can't have a world leader called Kevin, can you really? He's not Kevin. He's going to suck us, he's going to love you. Kevin. No, it's not going to work. We chucked out the old Brown. Well, I had high hopes for Brown, really, when I heard we were going to get Brown as a leader. You know, I thought, great, 1, 2, 3, fuck you.
I stand to your conscience.
Yes, America in this kind of historic moment, people in the streets, it was great. And now he gives us a kicking now again, and that's good, you know, I don't mind that. He was giving us a kicking over the BP. BP now claiming it wasn't their fault, the oil spill, it was someone else. And brilliantly, buck passing. And when that was on, when the oil spill was piping out like that, BP was so desperate to stop it, they actually advertised on their website to anyone had any suggestions on how they might stop it, to email them the suggestions. Like every nutter in Christendom sending them the suggestions, like, yes, send the bandit down with an aqueduct, right? Get a giant and put a finger on it, like that, release the Kraken!
Yeah,
tough crowd. All right.
You get 10 minutes, 15 minutes.
Well, maybe people will yodel, right? You know, West Country, where I grew up. So, you know, hey. Oh, good. You whooping whoopers in. Woo! Yeah, I've got a West Country, yeah. Proud. Yeah, proud, yeah. And, no, not the front of the heart, just cough, not a cough. And, it's a lovely part of the world, although the accent, not great, is it? The West Country accent, so hello there, you know, it's just, it doesn't convey any confidence, really. I'm like, hello there, all right, there's the square, like that. You start mentally dressing me in a spot. And you don't see people in positions of authority or power with a West Country accent. You don't see respected war correspondents with a West Country. Hello there. All right. I'm outside the Tora Bora Cave. All up, you know, we're Pakistan, all up there. And that, Sam, is that. He won't come out. He won't come out. Come out, Sam. He's a crappy old badger. He won't come out. Come out, Sam. I don't try to hold your favourite. It's a lovely part of the world. I spent a lot of time there. Down in Devon. If you go to Devon, Devon's great. And it's a different world. I went to the Coon Martin Wildlife and Dinosaur Park. It's very Devon. I was going in and the boat said, you know the dinosaurs? They're not real. And it's got a sort of amateurish, shambling nature to it. All the exhibits don't have any labels on them. They just chuck all the animals in together. Yeah, we got meerkat in there, wombat, seal, owl, worm. Yeah, they all seem to get on. We just give them favourites. They seem to like that. I don't know how I'll pick things up. I think that's a Mongolian red panda, but it could be a cat or something. That's eBay for you, though, isn't it? The bloke who did the falconry displays seemed to be a lot of them don't come back. he can have an oven glove and a pepper army. Warm up your vocal cords. Here we go. Where'd you go with this? Some of you are thinking, I don't mind, I just started singing it. Statistically, one or two of you are thinking, name is Jim and Jim again. Right now, this is really going to
Oh, but I'm for a war, but I'll kill that dog. Lift up that sucker's eye. You little king, don't go for an eye. Right. And right. So, okay. Let's rock it up. And when you say let's rock it up, you don't want to hear that noise. That makes it. So I'm like, yeah, and then the tongue comes out. Let's not rock it up. Let's rock. That's not rock it up. In fact, the tongue out is fine. It is straight out. If it goes to the side, that's concentrating, and that's not wrong at all. You don't want to see that, you know, the Rolling Stones, the Shay Zayn. Zeppelin at Nedworth.
What?
That's a valid song, is it? Just name a number of items and then say, anyway, I tell you what, I can't say it a lot of rap is like that. Some rap I don't mind. A lot of it is just this lazy, misogynistic, materialistic kind of aspirational garbage. And that's the good stuff, you know. I'm listening to Akon, you know. Yeah, that song, smack that. I hear you creeping, I can hear you from my shadow. Wanna jump up in my Lamborghini Gallardo. Come back to my friends and we got to get back time. Possibly bend you over, look back and watch me smack that. Why that is wrong. Firstly, possibly bend you over. What? What, to see how the evening pans out, you know? A game of Jenga, glass of wine, and then possibly bend you over. I mean, okay. Whatever you're comfortable with. Over a pizza, physical dash, and then talking devil, Akon. Another way he thinks that by saying the name of his car in the song, that's not gratuitous in any way. He's going to jump in my Lamborghini Gallardo. I don't know if anyone here has got a Gambolini Bernardo. I can never open one because I can't say it. Jump up in my Gambolini Gallardo. You have got a little job. Lamborghini Gallardo is 45 inches off the ground. Right, so who are these people that are jumping up? Jump up! So is he picking up hobbits? I was like, what? What is Akon? Where are we going? You're crazy. This is James and Mordor, I'll tell you that. What, Bellio? I don't know. Holy wedding. With this ring, I wish you. There's tempting in court and thrilled in the outer space. Well, he hasn't got power. Chuck a bit of fire. It doesn't break up later. There's 19 million iPods in Rangoon. And that's the fact. They can't download, so they use them as spoons. Possibly bend you over later. Hard rock. Yeah, it's they've got a bit of here. No.
Takes away my guns and bans the Ku Klux Klan, but I don't think I can take
It's slightly worrying is the teaching of creationism in schools at the moment. Now, creationists are largely Americans who believe that the world was created in 1982 to coincide with the rise of supertramps. You can clearly disprove this by playing the supertramps' earlier albums. And they'll bang on about things like intelligent design and the irreducible complexity of certain things in nature, like a giraffe's neck, or the human eye, or the bombardier beetle, which can fire acid out of its arse. It's a neat trick, if you can do it. Certainly would be featuring highly on Beagle's Got Talent. You know? The thing is, nature is full of unintelligent. Nature is full of work in progress. I mean, you know, to say that there's intelligent design, I mean, it's just ignore things like the turkey, right, for example. Turkey, male turkey, will try and mate with just the head of a female turkey. Scientists have done tests where they dangle the head of a female turkey roughly where the head might be, and the male turkeys will try and mate with it. Right? Then they change the head into a wooden head. Then they just change it to a beak. Right? The male turkeys will try and mate with just a floating beak in the air. But really, I don't feel quite so sorry for turkeys anymore. And male frogs will try and mate with other male frogs so many times that frogs have got a release call to let the other frog know that he's basically wasted his time. Right? If you see two frogs go at it, hammer and tongs, the one underneath goes, "Here, like that." What he's actually saying is, "Leave it, Frank, you're embarrassing yourself." And then I was like, trying to front it out and say, "What do you mean? You know, like, you got a problem with this?" And you go, "No, look, socially I'm cool with it, but reproductively it's a cul-de-sac." Bang on about Darwin as well, you know, like he turned against God. But all Darwin did was just use all the evolutionary thought that had been building up for centuries. I mean, the first evolutionary inklings happened around about the 4th century BC with the Greek philosopher Empedocles, who noticed patterns in nature. He was also a vegetarian because he thought that animals are the dwelling places of tortured souls, which is a beautiful way of ruining a meat-based barbecue. Some things know they're vessels of the damned. The thing is, Darwin knew when he was coming to publish his books that he was going to incur the wrath of the church, and maybe he was going to be heartbroken. He needed as much respect and amongst his peers as he could get. And so he realised that he had to become a scientist, really, be known as a scientist. Because at the time he was only really known as an explorer. So he studied, and he wanted to become a world expert in something. So he looked around his house and tents, and he had a few barnacles kicking around from the Beagle journey. So he decided to become the world expert in barnacles, as you do. And he thought it might take him 2-3 months. 8 years later, he became the world expert in barnacles, as you would hope to be. In fact, the previous world expert said, "Well, that's 12 minutes of my life, I'll never get back." And barnacles are actually fascinating things. Yeah, I don't know if anyone ever here, any marine biologists in the room? You, sir? Do you know anything about biologists? You're a zoologist. Oh! Hang on, that deserves it. Oh, that's better than a degree, isn't it? As a zoologist, I can't call you that. What's your name, sir? Edward the zoologist. Edward, tell me about barnacles. Let's have a barnacle-based conversation. Barnacles. Filter feeders, yes. Yes. Hey, it all started so well, didn't it? So you're right, right, so you're right. Now, this is good stuff. The Franklin Johnson rocks, yeah, they're filled with fish. They're hermaphrodite, am I right in saying?
Yeah.
They are hermaphrodite, yes. So they're quite. They are.
They're not drinking, they're
cheap. Well, that's one thing you can take away from tonight. They're not strictly hermaphrodite. They don't go to hermaphrodite clubs. But they they're choosing, that's right. But as we've just evinced from this conversation, Edward, that they are ultimately fascinating. They're not just the little tiny ossified pixie volcanoes on rocks that you scuff your feet on going, ah, Hercules, little ossified volcanoes. As Darwin found out, they are ultimately fascinating. Endlessly fascinating. And in fact, that's very good. See, that's very good. And London, you know, a good chance there'd be a zoologist in the audience. I'd ask a question around Scotland and the Highlands when I was doing the tour up there. I was in Stornoway on the island of Lewiston. I said, does anyone have that barnacle thinking it's a fishing village? Somebody might know. Nothing. Silence. I had. Eventually, a bloke really quietly went, they stick to broads. And then, right, like he'd almost transgress some unwritten barnacle law, like some omerta of barnacle knowledge. And then a voice at the back of the room said, tell him nothing else. Don't share your barnacle information with the speaker! I'll take my barnacle knowledge to the grave! I'm a natural history museum's expert on barnacles. And I said, wow, you must be like the world number one barnacle expert. And he went, oh, I said, you must be top three. He went, oh, yeah, top three. And the charts, the barnacle charts. Yeah, get it on the drink. But the barnacle has an extraordinarily long penis as well, doesn't it? It has something like, isn't it the largest penis to penis to body ratio of any animal in the natural kingdom? Something like that. The only drugs with room coming out. Good on you, man. Good on you. Good on you. Yeah. Does anyone know what the ratio is? Edward, you probably know.
I think it's three to four times its body size.
Wow. It's three times its body size.
I'm not sure.
Right. Does anyone want to elucidate on this? I just want to tell you about something that happened to me. I I like to go to supermarkets and go to the self-service checkout, you know, because it's just easier, you know, if it works. You're stuck behind someone that's just pouring at it, you know? Kind of slack-jawed Luddite who's pouring ineffectually at the screen like a cat on a mouse on the TV. And there's a little man comes in and I did a thing which you should never do, and that is I gazed into the latest camera. I'm